Hello everyone. Tonight is October the 11th and the subject of our message is waste. Waste. And the reading is Mark 14:4, where they ask, why was this waste of the ointment made? In the Old Testament, in Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 26:27, it says, and they were preparing to build the temple of Solomon. They made special preparations in giving duty to different groups. Example, the priests, the Levites, the treasurers, and the music ministers, officers, and judges. The funds came from the treasury and from all the spoil that they had won in battles. When Mary gave her most precious gift to Christ, the Pharisees complained that it was a waste. The Bible speaks a lot about the act of giving. The acts of giving are precious in the eyes of the Lord. Whatever is offered to the Lord, broken in his hands, and given to the multitudes, is always sufficient for the need and brings great rewards for us. You may give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. We cannot outgive God. May God forbid that we should ever present our gifts and withhold ourselves. If you want to give something very small to the Lord, give yourself. No man is known by what he receives, but by what he gives. We're not told that to be responsible for the result of our giving. Only God is responsible for them. Thank God we're not rewarded for results, but for our efforts. He gives double who gives unasked. God requires our hearts before he asks for our purse. Someone said, I have held many things in my hands and lost them all, but whatever I had given to Christ, that I still possess. Nothing we ever do for the kingdom of God is ever wasted, whether it be big or small. Everything is good in the eyes of the Lord. We should not let bad results of a great effort discourage us, because we are graded in heaven by our faithful efforts. The world grades any work by its results and rewards. Any attempt is graded by its complete success, whereas God looks upon our sincere work, regardless of its results, and commends it. Many of the great attempts, with all its hard work, was met by failure, but God sees the work, not the failure. Examples of waste according to the world. The boy who gave it 2 loaves and 5 fishes wasted them. David's attempt to build the temple was a waste. Jeremiah's 42 years of hard work and not one single soul won was a waste. Mary's ointment was a waste. God discipled Adam and Eve and they had bad results. Mary's act, someone said, according to her words, are not enough. She must act. The cheap is not enough. It must be costly. A part was not enough. She must give all. The unbroken was not enough. It must be spilled. A man asked another friend, he said, what? Giving again? I asked in dismay, and must I keep giving and giving away? Oh no, cried the other friend, piercing me through. Just give till the Father stops giving you. They say there are 3 kinds of givers, the flint, the sponge, and the honeycomb. To get anything out of a flint, you must hammer it. And then you get only chips and sparks. To get water out of a sponge, you must squeeze it. And the more you squeeze and you use pressure, the more you will get. But the honeycomb just overflows with its own sweetness. Which one are you? A pig was lamenting his lack of popularity. He complained to the cow that people were always talking about the cow's gentleness and her kind eyes, whereas his name, as a pig, was used as an insult. The pig admitted that the cow gave milk and cream, but maintained that pigs also give more. Why, the animal complained, we pigs give bacon, and we give ham, and the people even pickle our feet. I don't see why you cows are esteemed so much more. The cow thought a while and said gently, maybe it's because we give while we're still living. May we never lose the blessed urge of giving to the Lord who gives all. It is in giving of ourselves that brings us happiness. Whatever we do for the Lord must be garnished in kindness and generosity. If you want to be rich, give. If you want to be poor, grab. If you want abundance, scatter. If you want to be needy, hoard. Billy Graham said, God has given us two hands, one to receive with and the other to give with. We're not cisterns made for hoarding. We are channels made for sharing. Since we do not know how long we will live, but while we live, Lord, let us give, and then we would not have lived in vain. May God bless us all and enrich our lives with this divine act of giving. Amen. And the verse in 2 Corinthians 8:5, that beautiful verse says, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. 2 Corinthians 8:5. Amen.